Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was truly designed, and founded on Kingdom Principles, the show that's created to kind of move you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that highlights all of the goodness in people, and they kind of stop by the studio, and this instance by their living room, and kind of tell us the secret on how did you get here, that proverbial question. And of course, I cannot do a show, don't want to do a show without my super co-host, Niall and KJ. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you? Hey, good. Let me put on my glasses, you know, because there's too much light in this room, you know?
Oh, I love
God's
it.
Light is shining through us. Wow, look at that.
Mm-hmm. They look good on you.
Thank you.
How you doing, KJ?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Absolutely wonderful. I get excited when Wednesday comes. I kid you not, right? Last week we talked about doing right versus doing what is good. I told you that the devil really doesn't care about you doing good. He just don't want you to do right. And so I gave an illustration of doing right is we all knew that the elephant in the room for years and years and years has been racism. And I do not take it lightly nor for granted that we've been up until this time somewhat, you know, in a good place. But now it's time for us to do what's right. And doing what right means taking a back seat and just learning before we tear down walls of systemic racism, right? Today's principle is going to be brought to us by, of course, our Niles. And I like the origin of the principle because it really kind of hones in on doing something that we really need to be doing anyway, which is using our imagination. So once Niles has told us how to do it, right, we're going to have a guest that comes on at 15 after the hour that is so mind-blowing. Oh, dear God, I'm just sitting on pins right here. And then, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we've got a gentleman that is just doing things in the marketplace that really shows us that it can be done. Don't forget, guys, we're always here Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio by way of Facebook Live. And with that, I'll shut up and Niles, bring it to us.
All right, today's principle, why imagination is important. Proverbs 19, verse 21, many are in the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Wow, that rhymes. That's poetry. Okay. God does not want us to exist in man's reality. His reality is so much bigger. In order to see his reality, we have to be connected to him. Our dreams are usually invisible to others until we start to act on them. You know, you have to be able to see things in your mind first. When you're in tune with the Father, he shows you things that the common man can't see. Okay, you got to be connected to Jesus, the Trinity. Okay, so when you're in tune with the Father, he shows you things that the common man cannot see. And he has designed a program for you already. If you are bold enough and are in tune and have the faith of a mustard seed, we hear that all the time, then you can see what God has for you. It all starts in your mind. To make the invisible appear, you have to know that God will deliver if you do more than just pray. When we hear the word pray, we think we just sit there and talk. Prayer is an action word, a verb. It's not just about sitting there and speaking. It's a call to action on both ends. You have to meet God halfway too, okay? Okay. It's more than just seeing. It's walking in the light and on the design path knowing that you have started marching towards that vision that God has prepared for you, your purpose. Just say yes. God will carry you, even if you stumble. He will carry you and deliver you more than you could have imagined. Impossible is the word that is thrown around by small men, small thinkers, as Muhammad Ali said. So think big, huge. Get outside of this reality. Think major, larger than life. He will show you what you can do. Get your mindset together and see if your life, perspective, and circumstances don't change. Wow. Use that imagination. Tap into that imagination. Imagination comes from God. It is a basis to get outside of this reality, this world, and tap into the magic. And God is the ultimate magician.
Okay. Thank you so very much for that, man.
Seriously.
Using the imagination. KJ, you look like you're about to just burst. Go ahead.
Look, I was just saying, like, it goes with that statement, like, shoot for the moon so one day you just land among the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why imagination is key. The mind is a very powerful tool. And so, like, so a man thinks, so is he.
Thinks in his heart, absolutely. Absolutely. When I think of imagination, you know, when we apply the principle to ourselves, I've got to be open, honest, and sincere. I never really use my imagination once I passed the age of 12, if that makes any sense. Because it's that age where everybody tells you what you can't do. You know,
that's true.
What are you talking about? You're going to be a medical doctor. You're from the projects. We don't become medical doctors, we're teachers. You sound like a really good teacher. So to hear you say, and you know how you know it, but you know it's written like 14 times in the scripture, imagination, from Old Testament to New Testament. It's refreshing, even though I knew it, but it's refreshing to know that I got to get back to what really kind of helped me get to from back there to right here using my imagination. So thank you, man, for real.
I want to add to what you just said. You said you stopped using your imagination at 12. I would disagree, because in order to build what you've been building and what you've built, you had to see invisible. It all started in your mind. In order to start this show, it started in your mind first. You use your imagination. All the businesses that you've built thus far, it started where? In your mind.
That purpose comes
from up above. You know, God, so you have been using your imagination, so give yourself more credit. I see you got goosebumps over there.
I really do, because you're absolutely right. It's just something about, I mean, think about the word imagination. I mean, come on. Wow, yeah. What a wonderful God, and what a great principle, man. Thank you.
I think when we like think of imagination, we think of like, oh, we're not artistic, we're not creative, but like our imagination could be a simple goal you set. This is where I'm at the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So like we have to like break down that like stereotype. Oh, if you're not imaginative, you can't create stuff. Like, yeah, you can. You can create your own reality. Mm-hmm. Let's say like, you have trouble like with confidence. I told you, Tanji, I think of myself as a superhero. So when I walk through the
room,
I have, that's where my confidence comes in. Trick my mind, make a whole imaginative scenario, and like you just walk in.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it's so interesting because, you know, with that you have to have, you know, faith first.
Yes.
In order to make that, even think that dream or imagination could come true. But I was just thinking about it as I was talking. When you think of the faith of a mustard seed, do you realize how small a mustard seed is?
Yeah.
It's extremely small. Like, you don't have to be the ultimate Christian. You don't have to be the ultimate this or that. Just a little bit. And then God will see you holding that mustard seed. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to bless that exponentially.
Yeah.
It's so small, a mustard seed. So we hear it all the time, but just start.
And when you think about it, if you have a whole container of like your faith, that small ounce right there, it's filled with doubt. All you need is a little bit, surrounded by so much doubt. Just have that tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And God will just blow it all up.
He said, I got
you. You do know.
Because I'm holding water.
You do know that someone needs to hear this, right? Someone right now, today, needs to hear these guys speak on using your imagination. They do. I just heard that in my spirit, if you did not. So thank you guys for showing us, seriously, how to do it, that we ought to be doing it, and that it just kind of puts you in that realm of we really are creators. We really are. Yeah. We're just like our daddy, right? We got the same DNA.
Yeah, and I think we need to hear it as well. Sometimes, like when I write and monologues and whatever it may be, like it's different when it's inside. But when you hear it and when you speak it, it gives you perspective as well. Like for instance, sometimes you can record yourself if it's a music or a song, and you may be in it while you're doing it. But then you listen to that song a year, 2 years later, and you're actually listening to your what, you know, to the words and what you created, and you're like, man, what I was talking about then, I wasn't feeling it like until today, and so on. So, you know, sometimes we need to hear it ourselves too. It's that reminder.
Absolutely. It's like
when I'm talking to the people, I'm also talking to myself.
Amen. And that's what the Word of God does. I kid you not, not to go into this tirade, but seriously, that's how you know that you're growing as a soul, as a spirit, as a human, when you can say, I'm listening now, you know what I mean? And I'm acting on it. So that's growth in and of itself. Thank you.
We on fire today. I can just feel it. This sizzling hot.
Yep. That is what we do, man. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The show really is it's a fun show. It's a show that really kind of grabs people where they are and say, listen, you want to come and go with me? We're doing life. Let's do life together. So that's what we do. Absolutely. Using your imagination. All right. Niles, I see.
Use it, don't lose it. You know, sometimes we forget it's there, but you know, we use it more than we think.
Thank you so, so very much. Wow. Okay, I like that. That's good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, because we're in that vein of being open, honest, and sincere, and we've got a few minutes before we have our first guest, KJ, how can you, because we operate in that premise, how can you even more today, after what you've heard, use your imagination even the more? In what instances do you see yourself using your imagination?
I would say like imagining how your day is going to be like. So I would say like, oh, I want to be happy today. Let's say I want to have a great day. There's going to be some ups and downs, but it's all about your perspective. How is this problem that comes and stumps my day? How am I going to react? So I'm going to put in my head like, all right, cool. When something comes in my way, I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to let that single item, that single situation mess up my day. I feel like using that daily gives you a better perspective and consistently of like living in joy as well. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you're tricking yourself. Mm-hmm. How is it so easy for us to think negatively?
Yeah.
I know.
First.
But if you think positively, imagine a positive circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You catapult your whole day into another perspective.
Yeah. So you have to rewire your mindset, and that's difficult.
Yeah, I like that.
Rewire is a powerful tool.
Yes,
it controls everything. It controls your
the whole body,
your voluntary muscles,
your heart, all that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I'm starting to think we need to rename this show to Tanji's Perspective, because we use the word perspective profusely every week.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that you can borderline when you're using perspective in an instance of. My way. I hear what you're saying, but my way. Then you get in that borderline of self-righteousness. And it's real. It's really a slippery slope, but you're absolutely right. The word perspective, because it just makes sense to look at it in the way that it's written. We're not making this stuff up. You read directly from the Constitution. You really did. Our Constitution in the kingdom is the Bible. It's not a religious book. It is how we live our lives. So we're looking at it in his perspective, just in human form.
Yeah, it's all connected. We're connected and in tune with God. It's one.
You better believe we are. You better believe we are. Absolutely.
Yep.
Man. So, KJ, how do you, I know, right?
Yeah, he's in the spotlight.
7 days ago, all I said was, you mentioned this guy that you're about to introduce, and I said, let's bring him on the show. And when I got the text that we did it, you did it, I'm like, what? I think I was in the middle of a meeting and they're looking at me like, Dr. Scott, you're good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You just won't even believe it, so I'll just shut up. KJ, how did you do that, man?
You know what? You challenged me and I just slid in his DM and asked him if you want to be part of the show, gave him a little pitch, and he said, yeah. So I'm going to introduce everybody to Hallelujah Pierre.
Hallelujah.
He's an actor, 28, and he's here just to spread love and sharing joy.
Amen.
Is he in the waiting room?
All right, I'm ready for Hallelujah.
Is it there? Okay.
All right. Don't you just love technology?
It's great. Zoom. Zoom. He'll be around.
Absolutely. But like until then, let's show everybody the video that where we just saw him spreading love and joy during the protest and showing a different perspective, like with the military that was going on. Let me share my screen.
KJ is so technical.
I know, right?
I couldn't share a screen if you taught me.
I don't want to talk about my sharing screens. It was horrible.
All right, guys, here it is.
All right.
You sharing? All right. Awesome.
Oh, it's sanitizing. Your time to shine. Don't wait in line. If I'm supposed to go.
No justice!
No
peace! No
America!
Incredible.
Super incredible. I had to share it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing.
I think he's getting everybody to join on to join in with him. So I love this. I love this. Well,
this dude just rolled.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw that video too, but the one I saw had like the music going consistently in the background, and it's pretty cool. I think that's like an awesome idea, because a lot of us probably would be afraid of rejection or just going up to random people, and like you have to get outside of yourself, you know, for a cause. And his cause is spreading love and bringing people together. So,
wow.
I saw where when he started out initially, he would slide the water gun to people and they would like get an attitude with them or just walk right by, you know? So that's the principle in life as well. Like you just have to keep on going at it. Just because you don't get the desired results, you know, in the beginning doesn't mean that it may not happen. You keep on chucking at it and eventually it will give.
Absolutely. 100%. This Hallelujah reminds me of the word, the expressed word of worship. That not a form of worship that he did? It may not be worship to God, you know, by calling the name, but he interacted other humans. So that's a form of worship. I mean, come on. There's only, and I know I'm going to probably be lambasted for this, but there's only one race. And I I'm not taking lightly that I happen to be in this beautiful brown skin, but the one race, the human race, we've got to fix this for thinking that, you know, one color is better than the other color, and we're fixing it. So we're having that meeting at the table. We are.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess when you think of it, like when God created us, he created us all equally. He just gave us some variety, and that variety is, you know, different shapes and colors and all of that. So, you know, we just have to remember that we're all connected. Blood is the same color.
Yes.
And, you know, blood is oxygen to us, and it pumps through our body. We have to remember that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
Nobody is superior to, you know, the other person.
Absolutely not. And I think we're dispelling that myth now, even the now. You know, even the now. So having Hallelujah do what he did, it's just, I'm looking so forward to speaking to this gentleman. You have no idea. I'm excited that he's on our show.
I am too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He used his imagination, man, and he really has truly put a dent on that word fear, because that was a fearless act.
Yeah, act. For sure.
Hey!
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you guys.
Absolutely. We are so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for saying yes.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So, who are you, and what gives you the right to do what you've done, sir?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I would say thank you guys for allowing me to be here. God bless y'all. So my name is Hallelujah. I am 28 years old. I'm from Haiti. And basically, I am just a strong advocate of just spreading joy and love. And as an actor, this has been such a great way to express myself to the community. And so that's who I am. I'm just... a child of God.
Amen. That you are, man. And not only are you a child of God, you answered yes to not only being called into that role, but being chosen. Because think about it. The temperature is just all over the place, right?
Right.
No one could have done that assignment like you. Yeah, we could have gotten it. We could have asked. You know, we probably would have asked. But with the boldness that you presented,
and really, like, I'm looking at it all, like everything that's happening and appearing, and it's really interesting for me to know that we all are unique. You know, everyone is unique, and meaning that everyone has gifts. And so I'm just so fortunate to be using that gift and expressing that gift. So I hope, you know, everyone here, I mean, even this talk show, even you as well, you know, you're using your gift in a way that is beneficial to many people in a positive way. And so I really am appreciative of the gift because it's blessing people. So that's
absolutely
all it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what in particular sparked, you know, the idea? I know, you know, your philosophy and about spreading love and God's light. But man, it's a scary thing running up to people and just, you know,
and
saying
hi. So crazy. That's what's so, because I think it may be because I'm the oldest of six. But even though I'm the oldest of six, I'm still always playing with my younger siblings. And so I would say I do have a personality of just one. I don't set up perceptions or stereotypes. It's just complete fun. It's only after the fact where I realized, oh snap, I can see how someone would, you know, not be as bold or be hesitant whenever I walk up to someone within these types of videos, or even like the National Guard. I would admit that with that I was nervous, but the same token, it was love. And when you have that love, you don't have that fear. And so I'm hoping that people can understand that when you do have love, you don't have to worry about what will or what will happen, you know that there's hope for positivity.
Amen.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that connects to what we were just talking about, like human race, and we're all just like connected. Like, don't see color, don't see the uniform.
And it's crazy when people are in it, when, you know, when I throw my water gun and the next video I'm going to drop as well, I'm trying to work on that now, soon drop by tomorrow. People honestly forget about all the hype that surrounds negativity or what they've experienced. I mean, they're just, at that moment, it's just pure love. That split second of love that we're so able to capture that and share that is what I'm so actively trying to do, because we don't see that often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. For sure. So hallelujah. What's next for you? I mean, you've got a good thing going here. So
praise God. You know, I'm just trying to continually say yes. You know, continually saying yes, even with this interview, being within this network, guys. You know, being willing to, hey, not destroy it on the wayside, to say yes. Because when I first started this, my father said, make sure, you know, you include everybody. So when I see someone that I might be hesitant to go to, whether it be their color, their race, their background, how they smell, how they look, or how they present themselves, I still must say yes, because that's going to be true love. Mm-hmm. And so continually saying yes is what. And so as long as opportunities present themselves, as long as people are willing to pick up the water gun, as long as people are willing to engage in activities that are positive, I'm hoping that I can be present.
Wonderful. Thank you so very, very much for really being ashamed, right? And for living out loud and really using your imagination, no matter what. You truly are a blessing to us. You're an inspiration to millions around the world.
And honestly, like, it's so humbling, and it's because you don't know, people don't know, and people don't realize the power that they have to really spread love. Because the people who are participating in that video, I don't imagine that they know how much of an effect they're going to make on people's days. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just me. It shows that complete strangers have that much power. And as long as we are able to take that split second to make it positive throughout our day, we can win.
Absolutely.
I mean, even you gentlemen and ladies, you guys taking that energy and telling me, hey, keep on going, is what exactly we need. It provides accountability. So thank you so much for having me on the show, because it's saying that, hey, if this is how it's going to be, we got to be out here. So thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you, man. You bring a lot of light on the show, man. We love the energy. Hey, quick question, man. Are you from the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm in the East Coast. I recently just moved to the West Coast, though.
Okay. Where are you from, though, back home?
Oh, yeah. So back home, my family's based out in Chesterfield, Richmond. Oh, okay. And I was at Howard for the longest time.
Doing Howard University?
Yep, Howard University.
Oh, okay, that's why I was asking, because I'm from the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, and I saw Washington, D.C., Maryland in some of the clips. I'm like, is this guy from Maryland?
Nice. This is an L.A. show, so you guys are in L.A. right now.
Yeah, it is an L.A. show, but I moved in the last year from the East Coast, so that's why I was asking. I'm like, you're Maryland, Washington, D.C., brother. But,
Yeah, I just left College Park.
Left College Park? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Small world.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's amazing how much, you know, and especially with technology, you know, that small world can be really smaller or bigger with love, no matter, depending on how you use it. You know, because I have a very, very small presence in social media. I'm not like an A-list celebrity. I'm just like a random account, right? But from that random account, that video from Instagram has like 500,000 shares. So,
So
I'm hoping that people do not succumb to the hype. They must know they are so strong. They are so strong, because it does, their love does travel. The most smallest things affect us in a massive way.
Hallelujah. You are truly the epitome of what Christ looks like in you.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. That's heavy. That's heavy. So God bless.
Good. Very good. I wanted it to be heavy. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your life with us. We see you doing so many wonderful things in the marketplace. It's going to be mind-blowing for you. How can people stay caught up with you and to see exactly what's the next big adventure?
Oh, absolutely. I continually share. I would appreciate if the fans, the followers, or even newcomers, or even just proponents of spreading joy would be willing to purchase our merch. We just partnered with Grind Pray, and we're going to give the proceeds to donations or charities that's going to help promote love and positivity, because that's what we really need right now. And so you can find that on my handle, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, at SwagTaneous. SwagTaneous.
Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you.
Much love to you. God bless you all.
And we appreciate what you're doing, man, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And thank you for selecting me, you know, to be here this morning or this afternoon.
Baby. Thank you for saying yes.
Hey, man, and send me the name of your dentist, man, because your teeth are perfect.
Aren't they beautiful? You're so good.
Man, great skin, man.
Send me the
dermatologist and the dentist, and we're good friends.
I got y'all. We got it. We're running up. We're trying to get all these blessings.
Let it overflow. Thank you so much, baby. We love you dearly. Bye. I'll see
you guys, later.
Wow. What? Doesn't he make you feel good? Doesn't he just make you want to go out there and do something to bring some light and positivity to people's lives?
For sure.
Wow.
Hey, but it's all in the name, hallelujah. I mean, you can't have a name like hallelujah and just be a
jerk. Come on, bro.
All right, guys. So we have our next guest coming in right now. His name is Reed Shannon, an actor. Singer here with us. He's known for.
Hi there. How are you?
How you doing?
Thank you for joining the show, man. Your bio reads like a who's who. You know that, right?
Thank you.
Come on, KJ, set the stage here, man.
I'm trying. We have producer, singer, comedian here, Reed Shannon. He featured in Canal Street. He's known for various shows, Cartoon Network, Grey's Anatomy. I'm spinning off of Grey's Anatomy Station 19, League of Legends. Look, my man Reed.
How you doing? What's up, bro? How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Oh, thank you. How you doing?
We are so happy to hear you. Have you here, Reed. Thank you for saying yes. And saying yes to your calling as well. You are doing some fantastic things in the marketplace, man. And, you know, we have this proverbial question that we ask, how did you get here? And you really, I know, right?
I think a good question is, you know, where is here? What's going on right now, you know? But I definitely, you know, first and foremost want to thank God, because, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere without him. Secondly, my parents, you know, they've always supported me since I was a kid, you know, and I have crazy dreams. So they turn into crazy ideas and they, you know, my parents run with it as long as it's safe. And even sometimes it's not safe, but I'm really passionate about it. They just sort of sit back and try and guard me, give me that safety net like they can.
Absolutely. You know,
just keep pushing.
A blessing. Such a blessing for your parents to have you as their son, right?
Yeah, so I guess.
How did you know that theater and that acting and giving away so much of yourself was something that you really wanted to do?
I think the moment I really knew is when I was like, when I was younger, I played baseball and I really wanted to play baseball, but I was picking between like musical theater and baseball. And I just loved the thought of, I don't know if I knew this was it, but I loved the thought of like expressing myself and, you know, and getting out different emotions in different songs. I thought that that was always really cool. And, you know, as I got older, I found more ways and more opportunities to get into it. And so, you know, it becomes one of those things of like, when you do something so much, it's like the only thing you really think about and doing.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Absolutely. So you've become the work that you were looking to get into. You literally had to become that work. So you are entertainment. You are acting. You are. You see what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
It's one thing to study the treatment. It's right. another thing to become.
To do it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Put action to that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's,
absolutely.
You know, that's crazy. That's one of the things me and my friends are talking about a lot. It's like a lot of people say they want to do this, say they want to do that, but they don't know the steps. It's like even just saying that you are that is, you know, enough power to get you closer. It's like one step closer, you know. Everybody works at their own pace. I was literally just talking to somebody last night about it because the girl, she said, I want to be a singer, but I just, you know, I don't, and her dad's a musician and I'm like, work with him, you know, like, wow. Like it's right there. You just have to really, when you say something, you know, like Will Smith said in Pursuit of Happiness, if you want something, go get it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you for going out and getting it.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, but it can be difficult, but you have to have that fervor inside your heart. You know?
Yeah, most definitely.
For sure, it can be daunting. Yeah. Hey, man, so I took a look at your social media, and I saw that you've been active in the protest and just out there in the middle of everything, man. What gave you the audacity to go out there in the middle of nowhere and speak and let your voice be heard?
To be honest, I really, after George Floyd, something just didn't sit right with me. Like the fact, you know, that we always see these things online and we feel for it and we grieve in the way that we can, but then we just go back to normal. Like, I was like, nah, this is too much. You know, we can't just go back to normal. Yeah. We have to change everything now, clearly. That, because this has to be it. This has to be it. Because I know, like, it's starting to hurt me in a new way. And that shows me like it's turning into a cycle's continuing. I'm becoming a man and feeling the same thing that my parents fought so hard to avoid. And so now I have to, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, I'm not going to wait until I'm 25 when people actually start, you know, paying attention and listening. I'm going to do what I can now. And I guess, you know, working with the girl that I work with, Natalie Kinlow, who's super, you know, cool to organize that with. We organized a protest and, you know, over 1400 people came out in the city you know, and it was just, it's that thing of like the message is so much more important than who it comes from. It's as long as it's the right message. It's like, you can't be so caught up with the vessel that you're not missing the message.
Wow. Thank you for saying that. Seriously, that speaks volumes. And from everything that I know about any kind of organization, it's really, really kind of key to make certain that you keep focusing on the message. And oftentimes we get caught up. We do as humans. We get caught up in that vessel, you know.
Yeah. But another thing that I've been learning about this sort of soul, the movement right now is like a lot of people are looking towards people who don't really know, like who don't claim to know what it is. They're looking to like celebrities and being like, hey, you have the answers. And it's like, we the people, you know what I mean? We're a people, we're a democracy. So we should be working together. We should be building that community back up. Like, yes, it's okay to have celebrities, but we shouldn't be looking to celebrities to be the political leaders. We need to be pressing the political leaders to be the political leaders for us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Put people in the community up to that standard. You know, I feel like that was something that was really cool about the thing that we organized, because you could really feel like it's not about who's leading. It's about what are we saying? It's about are we together in the same, you know, and that was there. It was peaceful. That it was more than 1,400 people there. No incidents in the city of Burbank, California, which is a police city.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. That speaks volumes to me.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So when this is coming to, not in the end, but when it juxtaposed into sitting down at the table, having those conversations with the people that make decisions, the people we elect that make decisions for us, is there any inkling that perhaps politics would be a calling for you?
I don't know. I'll tell you this. If things don't change, and that's something that I feel, you know, in my heart, as so far right now, no, I'm not stopping. You know what I mean? Like the rules got to change. It's about the rules. And to be honest, I'm really happy with a lot of the progress that we've made on the streets, but we have to continue to press as hard as we're pressing until the rules change, because the rules end up changing everything. Like we got to think about the future, you know, think about 50 years down the line, what are all of these little baby steps going to get us to, and how can we work together to progress that? You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
I mean, I think as artists and actors, I think with our voice and our art and our platform, I think that's a form of politics. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people look to us more than politicians because, you know, how we've been handled and dealt with over the years. Like our voice, you know, depending on what we're saying and the message that we're sending across, like our voice, like, really matters.
Right. So,
you know, I feel like you're a politician right now.
Life imitates art. Art imitates life. Sure. I've been really thinking about that a lot, because it's like you hear things in like music, and you hear, you watch movies and stuff, and you have whole outlooks of that change. You know, I saw this movie Waves with Sterling Brown.
I saw that last week.
It totally just changed, at least in the media sense. Like after quarantine, the media is about to change the whole game, because like there's things like Waves where it's just so breathtaking and so, you know, and there's no color attached to it. There's no stereotype attached to it. It's just a beautiful story. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that we're trying to push as well, you know, it's not only is it about policy, and it's about, you know, people's feelings. We have to all be in the same mindset that we want to love one another. We can't love one another if we don't talk to each other, you know?
Absolutely. You remind me so much of Chance the Rapper. I hope that's...
That's okay. Chance is brother.
Yeah, you know, he is.
For the people, the people's champ.
Absolutely, the people's champ, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what is next? I don't, you know, there's so much more that you've got to do, man.
Yeah.
What's next?
Honestly, I'm out of town right now, just resting and recuperating, and then I'm coming back swinging. You know, before I left, I was talking to some people about doing some more protests in the area. I'm going to start working on some music soon. So that's going to be great. You know, League of Legends stuff, which I can't really talk about, but that's, you know, that's going really well. You know, it's a lot of things in the work. 2020 is a year to, you know, at least for me, to keep my head down and really, you know, work on making a big impact as opposed to a quick one, you know.
For sure. Absolutely.
At least for me, my goal as an artist is to, you know, create things that people talk about for long lasting times. I don't want to create something and throw a show or something like this in 1 week and they're talking about it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I want I want it to be an experience, you know.
So longevity.
Yeah. Longevity, yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. All right. How can people keep in contact with you and see what you're doing and shows and marches?
Most of everything is on my Instagram. You can follow me at reed.shannon on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, just my name, Reed Shannon. And I'm on Facebook. It's also my name. So you can, any of those places. And also, I'm in this new dope series called the Speak Up series with Asante Black and Ethan Harisi. And we're getting some people with influence together to talk about, and, you know, not only just that, but, you know, we're reaching out to a lot of other people. We're going to keep doing that, you know, having conversations like this, talking about injustices and inequalities in the country, maybe solutions, or just, you know, having the conversation.
Absolutely.
That's every Friday, YouTube everywhere. That's, you know, YouTube. Facebook everywhere. Yep.
Okay. And what time is that?
I think it's at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Is it Reed Shannon on YouTube or?
No, it's Speak Up. Speak Up. Yeah. Speak Up or Speak Up series.
Okay. Good deal.
All right,
cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. You're just a breath of fresh air, brother.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks for being so smooth, man. Thanks for being so smooth. It's like you floating over there.
It's a lovely vibe. You know, I'm trying. You gotta remember to stay positive in hard times. You know, it's something I learned last year. It's okay to cry while things are going well. So, you know, that not only just crying, but for me, that meant so much of like, just take care of yourself, accept what's going on, accept, and then, you know, learn how to comfort yourself in hard times.
For sure.
Thank you guys for having me on.
I'm looking at a book coming. You know that, right?
I feel it. I got a little down the line, I'll give you a hint. I'm trying to, you know, make this Broadway musical sort of situation going on. It's, you know, it's deep, but be on, just keep that in the back of your mind.
Already done. We look forward to seeing you and everything that you put your hands to. We know that you're going to be such a blessing and such a powerful force, and we really are grateful for you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, man.
We'll see you next time. Whoa, man. Now do you see why I love getting up every morning? Seriously, every morning, no matter what, to have, I mean, this show really, and I'm not just saying it because it's our show, but I'm saying it because it really is, it's such a blessing to have people come on, really, and to show us and tell us that it can be done. Just use your imagination and do it. Wow,
use that imagination, yep.
We got a lot to do, don't we?
Yeah, and we learned some new things today. And yes, hopefully everybody else did too.
Absolutely. With everything that's going on in the news today, I know we've only got just a few moments, but KJ, is there anything in particular that really kind of in your looking and researching and saying, you know what, we need to kind of shed some light or have that conversation on what's going on in trending news? Is there anything that just kind of sticks out at you that maybe we need to talk about for the last 60 seconds or so?
You know what? Just what Reed and Hallelujah have been preaching the entire time, showing love. And I think the key thing is understanding.
Yes,
imagination is really key in this. I know I had a personal inspiration for me was like, if I want to understand somebody, I always ask the question in my head, how do I understand you? So as they're talking, I'm saying to myself, how do I understand? How do I understand you?
Okay,
opens up the mind.
While I like that.
And it closes it.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Asking yourself, like, okay, or like saying, how do I love you? How do I understand you? How do I respect you? Have those questions in your mind. And when you're talking to somebody you just don't click with, that'll catapult you into
a good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
into a position where you can absorb.
That's real.
That's powerful, man. Seriously.
Because like different people may call for different approaches.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's really good advice. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It really is. And I'm going to start using that as, you know, in my own life, seriously, especially with people that I may not be seeing eye to eye with right now.
Yes.
But even to ask that question, how do I understand you? How can I, whatever, whatever, that's powerful. Thank you, sir.
At the end of the day, we're all human. We all make mistakes.
We're
complex. Maybe what works for me doesn't work for you, and works for you doesn't work for me, but at least I can try to understand, like, oh, okay, this happened to you when you're 8, so this is why you...
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. Doesn't it make a lot of sense, Niles?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, and that's a good approach for us as well. We can ask ourselves, how do we understand ourselves? And then you have to dive, like KJ said, you have to dive into personal experiences, upbringing, and the things that have shaped you into who you are now. And I think once you evaluate that, you know, who am I and how did I get here and so on, then you might develop empathy for people to even care to ask them, how do I understand you?
Amen. And guys.
Ain't that right, people? Ain't that right?
Amen.
Ain't that right? Yeah.
That wraps our show. All we need to do now is just pass the collection plate. So thank you.
And we only take bills larger than 20s, okay?
Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. Remember, you can always find us here, LA Talk Radio, Facebook Live, on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're at Dr. Tanji Show on all social platforms. And Monday, we're finishing up our conversation on 3 weeks. Man, it's been 3 weeks already with Angelo Haskins, 5 p.m. Hey, Pacific Standard Time. Wow. Monday, Facebook Live, Talk to Tanji. Guys, thank you so much. I love you to the moon and the stars.
Toodles. Toodles, people.
Listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.